And now it's time for Inside Voices with Kevin Causey-Thomas, a local discussion focused on systemic racism, injustice, and hate in our country. Although we may not always agree, the aim of Inside Voices is to confront these truths together by sharing the voices of those facing these struggles and to find a path to making things better. We invite you to listen to this ongoing conversation. And now, here's Kevin.
And black men and women, allies in the struggle, all people of all races, colors, and nationalities, thank you again for tuning in to Inside Voices with your host, Kevin Causey-Thomas. You're listening here on 97.9 The Hill and ChapelBurrow.com. And thanks for listening in. This is a continuing conversation that we're having with our community about social justice, racial inequality, and all of the systemic issues that we face as people of color in our nation and our in this reality, in this movement, and where we are in this place and time. And, all our allies out there that want to help or understand, this program is here so we can have honest and open discussion on this platform with people that are genuinely and authentically invested in these issues. And so I'm very happy today to have with us Miss Dolores Bailey here. And will you introduce yourself to the people? Let them know.
Delighted to, yeah. Causey. Thank you for having me. I'm Dolores Bailey, Executive Director of Empowerment Incorporated. We're a nonprofit that has been in Chapel Hill since 1996. The three stools of our mission are affordable housing, economic development. We own a small business incubator on North Graham Street, and community organizing. So we are about the whole community.
That's amazing. Yeah. And so I'll just come right out the gate. What are, the mission, what's the goal for, for black business owners in town and in Chapel Hill and Orange? How does your organization serve them?
I'm glad you asked. Our Midway Business Center is dedicated to minority and women-owned businesses. Not exclusively, but those are our priorities. And especially during times like the COVID times, that's what we are here for and there for. There are small office spaces. The rent is low, but you're able to be in a professional business spot. You have parking available to you. You have Wi-Fi available to you, all of the things. And we are actually that last street before you cross over into Carrboro. That's the last street on Graham Street where our business is located, at 109 North Graham Street. So we've got a great location for business owners and an affordable space for business owners to grow their business.
Yeah, that's amazing. And we're here to bring attention and awareness to those resources that people may not know exist, right?
Absolutely.
And as far as the tradition of African-American entrepreneurship in Orange and in Chapel Hill, can you speak to that a little bit? Because some people may not know how deep that history is.
I can. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, we're located on Graham Street, and the name of our building is the Midway Business Center. That gives homage back to the Black Business District that was right there on Graham Street and Graham Street over. It was called Midway. And so we didn't name our building the Empowerment Building. We named it the Midway Business Center to give homage back. There have been entrepreneurs, there have been business owners, black business owners in Chapel Hill for hundreds of years.
Sure.
And our exact location is where there used to be a barbershop and a pool hall and a gathering place for the North Side and Pine Knolls community residents, just a place to be, which is, we've always had something like that. And before Greenbridge was there, there was actually the Mason Hotel. That whole block was an area where it used to be the Mason Supper Club, owned by the Mason family. And that's where black folk would come when they would perform at UNC and couldn't stay in the hotels anywhere else in town. They stayed at the Mason Hotel, so like Cab Calloway and people of that caliber. So that whole block where we are right now, and for references, for people who don't know now, if you look at the Green Bridge, there's the Midway Business Center, and then what used to be the auto shop, but now, and Cook's Corner, all of that used to be black owned.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Did not know that.
Yes, sir.
And, and this is the parts of like the history and the tradition, hidden figures, we talk about that the history of this town that we don't even know that we have stake in. And, knowing that now, it's beautiful to know that on that Merritt Mill stretch right there, Elizabeth Cotton mural is going up.
It's done, and it's
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Gorgeous, yeah.
So definitely I want to give a shout-out to Susan Brown and the artist Scott Nurkin, and, of course, Matt Gladick as well from the downtown. Looks great in Carrboro as well. I want to shout them out. But, when we're talking about, you know, the challenges that minority entrepreneurs, black men and women, people of color face with trying to establish business in a town like this and an affluent market like this. How do you help address those challenges that, you know, aren't written down anywhere, but they're there?
So the business center has been, the Midway Business Center has been there since 2002, and it was established exactly for that, so that black business owners could have a professional place to be, because we know they may not have the financial records. So a normal commercial landlord is not going to rent to them on Franklin Street. They may have a curtain business. And that's not something that's going to be very popular on Franklin Street. Yet it's a business that needs to grow.
Sure.
It may be a black business owner who is ready to move out of their house and be in a spot and have a place where they can come and meet their clients and talk professionally. But that's not all. It's also about supporting each other. So everybody in the center, from the beginning, since 2002, it was about supporting businesses and helping each other. So one time we had a taxi cab service run by a husband and wife, young husband and wife. And if they needed a cell phone, then they could go to the front of the building and there was a cell phone business.
Right. I remember when that was there.
There are, right now, there are two beauty salons. Both of our women have been in business for years, 15 plus years. They're not competition for each other because they each have their separate set of clients, but they're in the same business and they can support one another.
Sure.
It is a struggle, number one, to find the money to run your business and to continue it, to sustain it. But it's also a struggle connecting to resources. I fortunately had the opportunity to be on the Orange County Economic Advisory Board for a couple of years. And that was money that Orange County set aside for businesses to grow.
Sure.
You could write a grant for up to $10,000. And help your business. Problem was, how do you access it? And how do we let black and brown people know that that money is out there? And let's not say it's to anybody's fault.
Sure.
But there's a whole population of people that don't know about that resource. And now that we don't have a town paper, that's
right.
Even more difficult. Chapel Borough does help a lot.
Sure.
But there is a significant gap,
yes,
between the resources and getting in touch with them. And if I might move on a little bit, mm-hmm, one of the things that we did, Empowerment was able to do during COVID, was Jim Kitchen and I and some women from the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, Steve Drake, intentionally thought about the gap for PPP dollars.
Sure.
That money that you could get from the Small Business Administration. Mm-hmm. Were the minority businesses able to have access to those dollars? We got very concerned about that.
Yeah.
We started meeting in April. Jim Kitchen invited Aaron Nelson from the chamber. Tracy Lovett from Congressman Price's office invited Latasha Best Gaddy, mm-hmm, to be a part of it. We met Kazi every Monday from April until September,
mm-hmm,
sharing resources. We helped so many black businesses access those dollars that they just didn't know about.
Right.
And you could hear the disparity. You could hear the, I didn't know this. Who was going to tell me this? And again, I'm not going to blame anybody, but
yeah,
that's a gap.
Right.
And you can't make it if you don't know where the resources are. So that's what we're here for, and that's what we're trying to help.
That's right. All right. And, you know, this is all really good information. We're glad to have you here, Ms. Dolores. This is why we wanted you on the air, so we could talk about this out loud and do something about it. And, you know, if you all enjoyed this conversation, come back with us. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back and continue this conversation with Ms. Dolores right here on 97.9 The Hill and ChapelBorough.com. It's Inside Voices with your host, Kevin Kazi Thomas. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas on 97.9 The Hill. We'll be back with more after this. And now, back to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas. Once again, here's Kevin.
And welcome back to Inside Voices. This is your host, Kevin Kazi Thomas, and you're listening on 97.9 The Hill and ChapelBorough.com. And we're continuing our conversation with Ms. Dolores Bailey from Empowerment. And yeah, we're talking about the challenges that black businesses, black entrepreneurs face in Orange, and at the same time, how we can approach this with optimism and still, you know, continue to be strong and steadfast till we reach our goals and the things that we want to do and the goals and the dreams that we have as black entrepreneurs. And so COVID hit us all hard, right? And
yes.
Shows a disparity. You know, if there was already a disparity, you know, a pandemic just kind of took another toll on the black community and health and wellness and economically. And so, you know, as a business owner in town that did lose his business to COVID, you know, I am on the path to reopening and coming back stronger than ever. But I am one of those owners in town that felt, you know, the effects or the brunt of, you know, the pandemic and what it did to the economy. And so coming on the other side of this, what is some of your thoughts, or, you know, about how minority business owners can come out of this COVID on the other side of it?
So, Kazi, though we are not making the phone calls that we were doing every week, I do want to encourage minority business owners that there is help. And like for your situation, there is still money that the government has out there available to you. And certainly if you want to reach out to me at Empowerment, we can do some connecting. There are some dollars for those businesses that had to stay closed longer. For instance, we have New Genesis in the Midway Business Center, which is a fitness building center. And you know they were the last. They were in phase three before
sure.
they were able to come back.
Right.
But there are dollars out there. I know this. It takes a little bit to get them. And there is money that the governor has set aside that they have not decided how they're going to roll the money out, but it's there. So I would like to encourage people like you and anybody else in that level to not give up yet. Let's talk. Let's check our resources and let's see if there's some way we can connect you with some dollars that will help bring your business, revive your business.
Yeah.
I believe in that.
That's great because, you know, I think what a lot of people will complain about, or not a lot of people, but people that are actually interested in taking the next step is, where's the door? Where do I go for help?
Right.
You know, because you watch the news and you see that a lot of billionaire corporations that didn't need these PPP loans were able to get that money.
Yes.
And then you're a minority business owner going out of business, facing challenges, and you're like, he's getting money I didn't even know it was available.
Right.
And you didn't need it. And so it's been super frustrating and seeing who's gotten the money and who didn't. And we've had a conversation with Barbara Jesse about that in the nonprofit sector
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like now everybody's rallying around all these causes when black men and women have been invested in these causes for years,
yes.
needing funding
yes.
and support for these exact same causes. And so we want to continue to keep that awareness out there.
So again, I'll say, Kazi, one of the things that I learned for the 6 months that we did the phone calls was there is money out there.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a little while to get, but we can work on it together. Sometimes business owners get busy, and so they don't have time to pull all the paperwork together. But there's some money for underutilized businesses, historically underutilized businesses. There's money set aside just for that. But you have to prove that you're an underutilized business, and so that's some paperwork that you've got to pull together. I believe that if we start there, helping each other get our documents together, what our tax forms need to look like, who we need to claim as dependents, and are we a sole proprietor, are we a LLC, are we a partnership? When we start to learn those things collectively, Kazi, I think that's where our answer is, and we can walk that walk together.
Sure.
And that's what has to happen, because it's a little daunting.
Yeah, it
is. It's a little scary.
It's intimidating.
Like,
it is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But what I know is that it can be done.
That's right.
That's what I know.
That's right.
And anybody can do it.
That's
There's
right.
no reason the color of my skin should prevent me from filling out a white piece of paper that's got black writing on it.
That's right.
There's no reason to stop me.
Amen to that. And, you know, and I think that Chapel Hill taking a step towards what we want to be, what we say we are idealistically, we have to look at ourselves while we're looking at the rest of the world.
Absolutely.
You know, I think there's an idealized version of who we think we are in the Hill and who we are really. And depending on who you ask, you'll get a different answer. So when we talk about, you know, really wanting to place an emphasis on minority ownership and equity and inclusion in this town, that's going to be an uncomfortable conversation, you know, because if you want to talk to the reality about it, you're going to have to talk to people like myself, and you're going to have to talk to people like Ms. Dolores, and you're going to have to talk to us about the reality of our experiences outside of your data.
Yes.
And I think you're going to get into a whole different conversation about the reality of what it is to exist as a business owner in this town. Why do we fight so hard? Why do we want to stay in Orange and Chapel Hill so bad when with the resistance to, you know, if there's such a, you know, there hasn't been that, you know, if you look back, I'd say Al, Michael Jordan, there's a few people that you will point out. Why do we continue to push this, you know, push back against this?
This is my home.
Amen.
Why should I want to do it any other place? Why should I get in my car and drive an hour and a half to Raleigh or even a half hour to Durham? Why can't I do it right here in Chapel Hill? Why can't I do it right here in Hillsborough? Why should I go any other place?
You're home, aren't you?
I'm home. Mm-hmm. And what is out there for everybody means everybody. There are codes. There are things we have to go through. Kazi, you know it and I know it. We can do it.
That's right.
That's the bottom line. The determination is about doing it. And you could have given up.
Sure.
But you didn't. You said, I'm going to reopen. Mm-hmm. I have people that were on that phone call who the only way they survived was because they were on the phone call, because we were supporting each other. We've always been that way.
Sure.
There's a naturalness of entrepreneur spirit in us. Mm-hmm. But why should I take my business anywhere else? The Midway Business Center has been on that corner since 2002, built for that reason.
In a historically black community.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. In the North Side neighborhood. Why would I go anyplace else? I have a spot already.
Where you belong.
Get out the way.
And you grew there, right?
Who was it, James Brown that said, I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door. I'll get it myself.
That's right.
That's all I need.
That's right. And there's a big, you know, I love that. And I know that there's an element also of like I said, like people that are from here, right? You know, and I came to the community in 95 and, you know, I consider myself, you know, part of this community now. You know, and so when I see the businesses that thrive and the ones that have stood the test of time, it's always Orange people. It's always Durham people, Chatham people, people from around Hillsborough people, Pittsburgh people, people from around here. Y'all know what I mean when I say that. And you know, and this, so to continue to invest in those people that love here like I do, like Dolores does, that says, I'm Chapel Hill just like you're Chapel Hill. Ramsey's, Silent Sam. I'm Chapel Hill, too. There's black people that live here. There's minorities that grow here that want to see a reflection of themselves,
yes,
economically, in their education, and in their choices and options on where to spend their money and support business. And you don't have to be black to want to do that.
Right.
That is, you know, when we talk about being allies in the struggle, when we talk about that, we talk about support. And if you support black-owned business, you can do that as white, green, yellow, red, whatever color you are.
Absolutely.
You can support that same type of, you know, economic empowerment that we speak about, you know.
And Kazi, before we leave this, we have to give a shout out to the businesses that have sustained,
sure,
like Mama Dip's Restaurant, mm-hmm, Carolina Car Wash with Tommy Tucker,
right,
Carolina Cab Company,
right,
which is still on Graham Street, is amazing. The Midway Barber Shop, mm-hmm, that's their legacy barber shop that's there. There are businesses that have been around this place, owned by African Americans, that have been here for a while. They've stood the test of time, and it hasn't been easy for them,
sure,
either.
Sure.
But that's the kind of attitude, that's the kind of outfit we've got to put on,
yeah,
to make it.
Yeah.
And we can.
And I want to continue. We want to start shining the light on these businesses. I'm going to add a segment to my show next season that we highlight black business owners in town and black business. I'm going to do that. That's my one step I can take towards.
That would be amazing.
That's just one, and I'm going to take a few more. But I'm glad to have you here with Ms. Dolores. We're gonna wrap up when we come back after this break. You've been listening to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas on 97.9 The Hill and chapelborough.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas on 97.9 The Hill. We'll be back with more after this. And now, back to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas. Once again, here's Kevin.
And welcome back to Inside Voices. This is your host, Kevin Kazi Thomas. You're listening on 97.9 The Hill and ChapelBarrow.com. And we are here with Ms. Dolores Bailey from Empowerment. And we're continuing our conversation about Black entrepreneurship, people of color, what we can do to support that in this town, you know, with all the challenges that we're facing without COVID.
Right.
during normal times.
With or without COVID, yeah. There's still challenges.
Sure. So our last segment, we like to promote the positivity, hope, optimism. This is the what can I do part of the show. So for anyone that wants to get involved, what can they do?
So one of the things that you can do is, like you said, stay positive. We can do this together. You can reach out to us at the Empowerment website, empowermentinc.com. Send me an email or Gmail or whatever you need to do. Call us at 919-967-8779. Our offices are closed to the public. But we're still doing business. And I cannot say it enough, Kazi, there is strength in numbers. Yeah. We can make this. And if I don't have a solution, I will point you in the right direction where you can find one. And we will work it. I will empower you until you get
to a positive place.
Kazi, thank you for having me. Yes. This has been so much fun. Mm-hmm. There are lots of areas in the minority business arena in Chapel Hill in Orange County that need to be examined. There needs to be a light shone on all of the businesses that are around in this place. We don't even have time to do it all today. Sure. But I would love to come back and just talk about some of those businesses and share with you their names and their history. That would be my pleasure.
Absolutely. And I thank you for, you know, being steadfast and for all that you do. You know, I regret that I'm just now meeting you. So I'm going to make up for lost time and do what I can to get myself up to speed, you know. And, you know, like I say, you know, being a young African-American in this town, Carolina alum, it was always a dream to come back here and be a business owner. And I'm not the only one.
Yep.
You know, there's lots of brothers and sisters and people that went to Carolina that love Chapel Hill, just like everybody out there in the listenership, that feel like there is no access to opportunity for ownership in this area. And, you know, it takes people like you or the awareness of opportunity and the access to that opportunity. And so please reach out to Ms. Dolores if you have any type of ambition or just to get started. I think the get started part of it, the first step would be to just go over there and talk to her or to reach out to her. And I think that you'd be surprised what, you know, I think people make obstacles, you know, we make it harder for ourselves, right?
It's on you if you make an obstacle, but I promise you I will try to help you.
All right. Thank you so much. And thank you for everybody out there listening. If you have any questions or comments, hit us up at insidevoices@wchl.com. Our show comes on every Sunday at 2:30 here on the station, and you can check it out on Apple Podcasts at your convenience and on chapelborough.com as well. And we thank y'all. We'll continue this conversation again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on WCHL. It's your host, Kevin Kazi Thomas. It's been Inside Voices. Thank y'all for listening.
You've been listening to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas on 97.9 The Hill. Catch this episode and more by visiting our on-demand page at chapelborough.com. What you mean?